Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. Today he is uplifting and inspiring us enormously, so enjoy and share his message. Your natural state is the pure joy of being. All is unfolding precisely as divinely planned. Humanity is awakening, and there are signs and indications of this throughout the world as more and more people choose to be only loving whatever arises in their daily lives. Here in the non-physical realms, we have been intensifying our love and support for you as you so powerfully and brilliantly move forward toward your awakening. You are making it happen. Yes, it is God's divine plan and intent for you to awaken, but you have to bring it to fruition in complete and loving cooperation with one another, as you all planned to do before you incarnated for your present human lifetimes. This is because Mother, Father, God and you are one in eternal and most loving cooperation. That is what oneness means. It is all. Forever in the most beautiful and harmonious relationship with itself, source and all of the divine creation, totally joyful, totally complete. It is divine perfection at one with itself in every moment, delighted and enraptured with the pure joy of being. Your natural state is the pure joy of being. It always has been and it always will be. Now and forever, because this is the only time that exists. So, as you prepare yourselves for this momentous and miraculous event, and all of humanity, without any exceptions, is doing this, celebrate. There is much in the news that would suggest otherwise, alarming reports of divisive activities and behaviors in many parts of the world. Be aware that what is being reported is basically the arising of many centuries of collective karmic stuff that has to be acknowledged, thanked for the lessons with which it has presented humanity, which humanity has now learned, and lovingly released. Truly, if you will look, there are signs everywhere of your collective grand awakening. This is a time, a moment of enormous possibility and opportunity that will most definitely be fully availed of as the harvest of your tireless endeavors comes to its most glorious fruition right in your own awareness, amazing and delighting you. You cannot have the slightest concept of the wonder that awaits you all. The divine plan is achieved brilliantly, perfectly, and for all. You do, of course, have free will, and that freedom will never be overridden, so some may choose to delay their awakening. Do not let that concern you if you feel that friends or loved ones are not yet paying attention, are not yet ready to accept that only love exists, and who appear to continue to feel a need to judge and even condemn those whom they perceive as evil ones, instead of awakening to the love in which they and all those they would judge are enveloped. These are indeed very confusing times as the collective return to reality draws very near. Many will have what you might describe as an instantaneous awakening, a sudden and most unexpected inflowing of love for all of humanity, something that at present appears to be impossible, inconceivable, beyond all plausibility, and then their whole perspective on life will change to their absolute amazement in that instant. Assuredly, you have seen nothing yet. As you have been told so often and by so many, God's plan for humanity is magnificent. In fact, it is transcendent. You have been waiting longingly and, for the most part, patiently for the awakening process to come to completion. Many of you have studied history and seen how much pain and suffering divisive attitudes arising from political, ethnic, racial, national, and religious differences have unleashed on so many, as wars have been fought to diminish or destroy those of differing beliefs. Well, the time for such divisive activities is over. Worldwide, vast numbers have come to the full realization of the insanity of attempting to resolve grievances and differences through conflict, and the will or desire for conflict is diminishing rapidly. Humanity is coming of age. As you go within daily to your holy inner sanctuaries to rest in the peace that is always there, deep within you, open yourselves fully to the infinite field of love, which is also your own personal energy field, and allow yourselves to feel the love, the peace, the harmony, the oneness with all, and with all of humanity, and allow yourselves to know the truth, the reality that is you, and that is every human. You can feel the love when you choose to allow yourselves to do so. But often you, and so many, many others, have so completely deceived yourselves about yourselves by accepting beliefs and belief systems that tell you that you are unworthy to be in the presence of God, and so you refuse to allow yourself to feel God's love for you, which is, of course, also your own love for yourselves. You were created in love, from love, by Mother, Father, God, to rejoice and delight in the sheer joy of just being. Your true nature is love. It has never changed, and it never will change, because you, like love, are eternally one with Source. Choose now to open yourselves to the divine embrace, God's loving embrace. Know that you are completely and utterly accepted without reservation of any kind by Mother, Father, God, and that you truly are one with the love that is and that is all. You are one. You are all, because God created you like unto herself in an unchanging and eternal relationship of love. Therefore, release your doubts, your anxieties about your worthiness to be in the presence of your Source, because that is where you always are, inseparably, permanently, and uninterruptedly, and rejoice in the wonder that you are. God does, and therefore so should you. With so very much love, Saul.